Hello. It's the final overview show of a season that we never want to end. I'd better find my notes before I start this because Neil started really hurriedly on me. I haven't even called it the overview show, overshoe show yet. Josh, yes, I have. I've done it. There, I've done it. I've got Josh Sexton. I've got John Gibbons. And I've got Neil Atkinson.
Hello.
Hello. Well, it's possibly been the greatest season of overview shows in our young lives. And we knew this climax was coming. We can't believe that with just five matches to play, we're still overviewing on four fronts. So let's just talk about what's just happened that brings us to this point. The last overview show didn't cover off a huge amount of games, I cannot lie. And the next one's not going to cover off a huge amount of games, but they're still very, very important games. In the last show, we looked ahead to what proved to be two very good wins over Villarreal and us getting to the Champions League final in turn. We previewed what turned out to be an impressive win at Newcastle, and we previewed what turned out to be a more than deflating draw with Spurs. So the first question we're going to have to really consider, it's the big question, and everyone's got views on it, and you and I, John, discussed it on a show only yesterday. The league title, is it now done? Have I done it? Obviously not literally done. But in your mind, have you given up any real sense of hope that we're going to win the league this year?
No, I haven't. I haven't given up hope. It's obviously slimmer, and it's obviously, you know, you mentioned deflating there. It was a deflating experience Saturday night, no matter how you dress it up. And I think it almost feels like the next 48 hours are key for me. I think we need to obviously beat Aston Villa. That goes without saying. And we could do with either City dropping points or at least some encouragement that they may do if they waltz to another 5-0, which I don't think necessarily they will. But you know, if they win comfortably and they win, you know, at a canter, you do start to sort of worry about Wolves. West Ham at the weekend, and then I don't think we can go into the last day with, you know, hoping something happened. It feels like to me like it needs to happen in the two games.